أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and we've been focusing on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam, denoted as letter number 31 in Nahjul Balagha. Imam alayhi salam continues to tell his son, Ya Bunayya, بادر الفرصة قبل أن تكون غصة ليس كل طالب يصيب ولا كل غائب يعوب ومن الفساد إذاءة الزاد ومفسدة المعاد ولكل أمر عاقبة سوف يعطيك ما قدر لك التاجر مخاطر ورب يسير أنما من كثير لا خير في معين محين ولا في صديق ذنين ساحل الدهر ما ذل لك قعود ولا تخاطر بشيء رجاء أكثر منه وإياك أن تجمح بك مطية اللجاج. Tells him, my son, make use of your leisure before it changes into an hour of grief. Every seeker does not achieve what he seeks. Every departer does not return. To lose provision and to earn evil for the day of judgment means ruin. Tells him, every matter has a consequence. What is destined for you will shortly come to you. A business person undertakes risks, often a small quantity is more beneficial than a large quantity. There is no good, he says, in a wretched companion or a suspicious friend. Be compliant with the world as long as it is in your grip. Don't put yourself to risk as regards anything in expectation for more than that. Beware lest a feeling of enmity should overpower you. Now, a wealth of wisdom just in that little extract. Let's briefly look at each bit. So the first place Imam is telling him, look, take advantage of opportunities. You know, opportunities in essence come, and if you don't take them, they go away. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that make use of opportunities because they go away like clouds and they create sorrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are some breezes from Allah during your lifetime. You know, make yourself in a position that you can benefit from them. Seize the opportunity, he says, because one to whom a door of benevolence is open must seize the opportunity because it's not clear how long it will remain open. And telling Abu Dharr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, take advantage of five things before five other things. Your youth before your age. Your health before sickness. Your needlessness before poverty. Your recreation before your job. And your life before your death. Sa'adi again writes such a beautiful poem on this. He says, O young man, obey your God today, because tomorrow when you're old, you may not act as a young man. The world stole from me days, each day of which was followed by a night of Qadr. Alas, I did not appreciate the value of that day. Now I start realizing, and it's too late. Due to my ignorance, I lost the clear waters. Now I have to carry out tayammum from my salah. When you're in the middle part of youth, your night is over. Stop sleeping. Now you try when the water is up to your waist. Not at the time when the water passes over your head. Don't waste your life using words like alas, because opportunities are dear and time is short. It's so beautiful. Imam also tells him that not every intender reaches his goals, nor does every absentee return home. So Imam alayhi salam is showing that this phenomenon is very commonplace. It is not you alone who doesn't reach your goals. There are many other people there. You just have to try your best. As Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, life consists of 3 days. First, the day which has passed will never come back. Second, the day in which you are living, it's under control. It's under your control. Use it wisely. And third, tomorrow, for which people are waiting. And an advice on that, because sometimes we dwell on the past. And we think, well, I never did this, and I wish I'd done that, and I wasn't allowed this. Look what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. He says, do not awaken inside yourself the events of the past, because it will hinder your future development. And then he says, don't impose the unseen tomorrow upon the present. Don't add to your load today. And so beautifully when he says, don't worry about that which you have lost in this world. And finally, don't impose the worries of the unseen next year over today. What tasks each day brings upon will suffice. Sometimes we live too much in the past. We don't want to look ahead. And when we do look ahead, we live in delusion. Do your best today. Now is the moment to work. And know that if you've tried your best and you hand it over to Him, it will be yours. There is no doubt about it. Then Imam tells in some that destroying the provisions for the hereafter and the day of resurrection is a great loss. So always think ahead. Look at the macro picture. What are the consequences of your actions? Which is exactly what he says. That everything, every act has a reaction or a consequence. You know, there's always something that comes off. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I advise you, he said, Usika, إِذَا أَنْتَ حَمَمْتَ بِأَمْرٍ فَدَبَّرَ عَقِبَتَهُ فَإِنْ يَقُوا رُشْتًا فَمِذِهِ وَإِنْ يَقُوا غَيًّا فَانَتِهِ عَنْهُ. I advise you to seek the end of an action, the consequences of an action before carrying it out. If the consequences are right, do it. Leave it if it's wrong. And it's so important to see the end product, at least to visualize it. And then if things go wrong, then know that you have left it in His hands and you have tried your best. And there will always be khair. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. In His hands is all goodness. There is a saying from Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, who said that people say that the value of building is determined by its base. But I don't say it. The last stone which the builder puts on the building is the basis. And the narrator says, what Nabi Isa was trying to say was that it is the consequence of the actions, what results out of the building. That really is the important bit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one who does good deeds for the remaining part of his life shall not suffer for the sins previously performed. But one who carries out illegal and nasty deeds will be punished both for the past and for the future. And one that sums it all up, this is another hadith from Rasulullah, he says, Milaqul amal khawatimuhu. The criteria for the action to be right or wrong is its consequence. And when Imam tells him that, my son, you will receive what is determined for you to get. It's only reflecting the ayah of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, ayah 20, when he says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُونٍ. And there is nothing but with us are the treasures of it. And we don't send it down but in known measure. He tells his son that little possessions sometimes yield better profits. What Imam is trying to ascertain is legally gained halal assets may be small, but they will have pleasant consequences. Haram assets may be big, but the consequences will not be good at all. Then he tells his son, don't look for goodness in a wretched companion or in a suspicious friend. You know, friendship, as we've talked about before, helps in life. And Imam Ali alayhi salam many a times has said, strengthen your friendship bonds with your brothers who are of the same religion as you, who are a means of prosperity, both here and in the hereafter. He said, he actually continues in this hadith when he says, have you not heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reports from the sinners who say, on this hard day, we have no friend or helper to help us. And then he describes who a friend is. He says, one who does not advise you and show you your defects when accompanying you, his companionship will cause you trouble. So know this. And the Prophet said, a person whose religion and world cannot be of any use to you will not be of any benefit for you. So important to understand, when you choose friends, choose them wisely. Those who will take you and bring you Jannah in this world and in the Akhirah. Those who you can genuinely, when you raise your hands to say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah, you're thinking of them as well too. Then Imam tells him, that my son, do not endanger your position for assumed benefits, for improbable benefits. And it's quite self-explanatory here. And finally, he tells him, don't be stubborn. Because being stubborn is probably one of the most awful traits in a human being. You know, it is, Imam Ali alayhi salam in other parts says that This stubbornness deprives the human being of the right of decision making. He says, avoid stubbornness because it will destroy its beholder. You know, and when I talk about stubbornness and being obstinate, it's because there is an enmity within that comes out. Many places it says, La'anallahu al-lajaj, may Allah curse those who are obstinate. And it's destruction at the end of the day. Because we do it because we say it's my way or the highway. We're not prepared to look at anybody else or anything else. And we can only look in our own way. This is what Shaitan did. And look what happened to him. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter tomorrow.